So next patient is Dorothy Dixon, D-O-R-O-T-H-Y Dixon, 96-year-old woman with history of COPD, mitral regurgitation, myelodysplastic syndrome. Patient was recently hospitalized with CHF, with history of low HNH related to her myeloproliferative myelodysplastic syndrome. She also suffers from end-stage heart disease, valvular disease, aortic valve, mitral valve disease, without capacity for intervention, stage 3 renal failure, hypoxic respiratory failure with HOMO2. Patient is now bedbound, become the requiring care around the clock, is bowel and bladder incontinent, and requires help with all ADL. Patient has decided against any further hospitalization and or transfusion. Patient has had significant weight loss, 10 pounds over the past month. She's eating very little. She's at a high risk of developing decubitus ulcers, or put pressure ulcers on her bony prominence, and requires turning every 2 hours. She's no longer able to ambulate, is now bedbound. And expected to die within 6 months, which makes the patient very much hospice appropriate. Patient lives with a family member who's her primary caregiver, KPS score of 30%, and expected to die within 6 months. Thank you.